Welcome to the Bible Basics Podcast. Today, we are thrilled to have as our special guest, Paula Renee Vineyard, a dynamic woman of God with a wealth of experience and a deep passion for sharing the gospel. Born in the heart of Bluefield, West Virginia, Paula, affectionately known as Renee by her family, brings a rich tapestry of life experiences to our conversation. After her studies at Norfolk State University, Paula embarked on a remarkable journey that led her to the Washington metropolitan area, where she began her illustrious career with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. During her tenure, Paula held various pivotal roles, including serving as a spokesperson, guiding both the public and foreign dignitaries through the intricate history of the FBI. Her dedication extended to supporting her colleagues as an employee assistance program peer, offering valuable guidance through life's challenges. With over 35 years of federal government service, Paula retired from the FBI in July 2020, leaving behind a legacy of encouragement and motivation. However, her retirement marked the beginning of a new chapter devoted to serving her community and sharing her faith. An active member of the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden since 2011, Paula's commitment to spiritual growth is evident through her involvement in various ministries, including teaching adult Sunday school and serving as a prayer warrior, altar counselor, and facilitator for both women's focus studies and the DDS discipleship ministry. Her journey of discipleship is a testament to her unwavering dedication to empowering others through the Word of God. Beyond her spiritual endeavors, Paula is a devoted mother, writer, and fashion enthusiast. Her love for travel and her culinary skills are matched only by her fervent desire to simplify the gospel message, empowering others to live victoriously in the kingdom of God. She's the proud mother of Natavia Vineyard, who is her pride and joy. Residing in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, Paula remains deeply rooted in her community and dedicated to the study and application of God's Word. Join us as we delve into Paula's insights and wisdom here on the Bible Basics Podcast. Well, welcome everyone. I'm your host, Jackie Adewale, and this is the Bible Basics Podcast, where weekly we break down the Bible into understandable, bite-sized chunks. Greetings, listeners. Today, it is my pleasure and my privilege to welcome my dear sister in the Lord, Sister Paula Vineyard. Welcome to the Bible Basics Podcast. I'm excited to have you join.
Sister Jackie, I am excited and elated just to be a part of your podcast. I'm so excited, but thank you for the invitation.
You are very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just blown away by Sister Paula joining us. She's a dynamic, powerful, insightful woman of God. She's a servant. She's a teacher. I need to tell you all, she's also a fashionista. And something else that she didn't put in her bio is that she's a preacher. Now, she won't say that, but anybody like me who's been under her teaching would definitely put it that way. So Sister Paula, being such an extraordinary teacher, it reminds me of the scripture in 2 Timothy 2:15, where Paul is saying that we should study to show ourselves approved workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God or the word of truth. And I know at the level of teaching that you do requires a high level of study as well. So would you mind sharing with us a little bit about your experiences, your background when it comes to studying, reading or studying God's Word?
Okay. Well, first of all, Sister Jackie, thank you for that introduction. Wow. Okay. I feel like it's a lot now I got to live up to, but I'm going to do my best. But yes, but in regards to your question, I like that question. Study to show yourself approved. So the very first thing that we have to do is we have to study. We have to discipline ourselves to actually get into the Word of God. Because as it said, rightly divide. So there is always a wrong way to divide the scriptures as well. So it's so important that we study and exegete. When I say exegete the word, that means to dive into the scriptures. Use your studying tools. There has to be things that you're going to have to use to help you to understand and study the Word of God. What I mainly do when it comes to studying the Word of God is definitely making sure that I have my items right there at a table. Sit at a table, just like when you're eating, you sit at a table. So when you're reading God's word, you're eating his word. So get in a posture to be at a table, be in your quiet space, wherever it is. Have your items there. Always have a pen. Have a journal, because there are times when God will say something to you and you just need to take some notes. So just to study, and some of the resources is definitely making sure that you have a good study Bible. Make sure that you have a dictionary, that you have a concordance. And Bibles, they come in so many different forms. I mean, we have men's Bible. You know, there's a Bible by Stephen Otterburn and Pastor Tony Evans that I just love. It's a study Bible, so it helps men to study. There's Bibles out there for teenagers, for teens to learn. There are women's study Bibles. There are life application Bibles. So there are a lot of items out there that make you be diligent and actually studying. But first, you have to pray and you have to have a desire to want to have a more intimate relationship with the Lord.
That's wonderful. I love those tips. And I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of Dr. Tony Evans as well. I love his study Bible, his commentary, listening to him on YouTube, just whatever, talking about taking you to another level in study. He definitely does that. Thank you for sharing. Do you have any specific like techniques, like step-by-step approaches or anything that you use for Bible study?
Yes.
Some of your students might be using?
Yes. So one thing when it comes to different techniques, first and foremost, definitely pray. Yeah. Number two, it's repetition. When I say repetition, it's like, you know, you hear little babies, they sing the songs A, B, C, D. So they hear it. But yet they may not know the letter L from the letter X, but it's repetition. So the way to actually study and learn more and to be diligent about your study is repetition. Read the scripture over and over and over. It's like a rose. You give a lady a rose, a small bud, and every day it opens up and blooms into another way that you've never seen it before. In other words, is it any wonder why we call God the Rose of Sharon? So you got to constantly be reading the word over and over. Never think that you have exhausted from studying the word of God. So get you a good study Bible. Techniques that I use, study Bible. Make sure you have a person of accountability, a mentor, a coach, someone that is going to be walking alongside with you. Did you read your scripture today? Did you read your word today? Repeat it back out to them. To memorize scriptures, I pride myself on memorizing the scripture every week. A new scripture that I've never learned before. And the way I do that is I'll play it on my phone. Thank God for that technology. And let it constantly be playing in my ear over and over and over again. Write the scripture. You know, when you was in elementary school, you do something wrong. I will not chew gum. You had to write it 100 times. Write the scripture out 50 or 100 times because it's repetition. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Read, read, read. You may not understand everything that you're reading at that very moment. But if you keep reading it and reading it, eventually that light is going to go off and you'll be like, oh, that's what that means. Pray, repetition, reading, accountability.
Excellent. Excellent. I love those steps. That's this, the accountability piece is significant. Also, you threw in memorization. That's something I'm really trying to focus on for myself this year. The idea of one scripture a week, I'm a bit behind. I do have someone holding me accountable, which definitely helps. But that's a major challenge for me. But I noticed just from your teaching and conversations with you that the memorization serves you well. You have, that's God's word on your heart, and it just comes out at the right times. It's beautiful. Thank you for setting that example. And I hope listeners, I hope you all out there are listening to this. Memorization, we need to do an episode on that topic. Memorization is key. And maybe we'll have Sister Paula back to talk to us more about that. And you talked about tools. You talked about having the Bible, study Bible, the commentary, all those kinds of things. Another thing I wanted to talk about was some of the things you might come across as you're studying. What happens when you come across a scripture or passages that doesn't make any sense or are hard? They seem to be maybe conflicts with other things you know that just challenge you. What do you do, or what do you tell your students to do when they find themselves in that kind of a situation?
I like that. Very good question. First of all, once again, everything needs to start off in prayer, because with our finite mind, a lot of times we try to rationalize and say, well, no, that can't be, that can't be. But we have to be mindful that we serve an infinite God. His ways are not like our ways, neither are his thoughts. When we're reading a passage and I don't understand, that's when I get out my commentaries. I get out my dictionaries. I do research. I do cross-reference, because you should never just read one scripture and think, hey, I'm already good with this. I already know what it means. No, you have to do research. So what I do, once again, is I get my concordance, I get my commentaries. But I tell people, be careful now about commentaries. First of all, you pray and ask God to give you an answer. Because if you read a commentary, you're going to go by what somebody else has already said. Mm-hmm. So you have to pray, ask God, use your tools, use your resources that you have. Use that study Bible. Use that dictionary. Use your concordance. And then I just sit back and I meditate and I think about it. And I'm like, okay, God, speak to me. What is it that I need to hear out of this scripture? How do I need to apply this to my life? And sometimes I just got to be honest with God. I'm like, God, I don't understand what you're saying right now. You know, I see it, I read it, but I don't understand. But at that right moment, bam, I'd be like, that's what you was trying to tell me.
Mm. It's like that rose opening up all of a sudden. Boom, it's open. It's beautiful. That's what it is. I was dealing with the bud. That's why I couldn't see anything.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. Along those lines, can you talk about times where, as a result of your study of God's word, it impacted you in significant ways that maybe even life-transforming ways? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So studying the word for me personally, how it really helped me is, first of all, when I was growing up, you know, I was brought in a Christian home. When I was growing up, my parents were not the parents that, hey, you go to church. They got up. My father got up. When his feet hit the floor, everybody's feet had to hit the floor. He would model that before us. Him and my mom, they would take us to church. They would get us busy in the community, get us busy into the church. So what I basically do a lot of times with that is, and how it affected me in my life, you know, you go to college sometimes, not everybody, you get a little wild, you kind of get out there for just a little bit. And then life will hit you. And then you have to be like, wait a minute, let me get back to the basics. Let me get back to my root. Everybody may not have grown up in a Christian home. So regardless of what status you are in life, there is a greater desire in you and everybody that is trying to tell you, you know, this is right. You know, this is wrong. If you, a little kid, you put your hand in the cookie jar, you know, you don't got no business. You might turn around and look to see if anybody's looking, because there is this inner built-in consciousness inside of you telling you, you need to get back on top of the world, as Donald Lawrence would say, get back to your rightful position. Get back up in that penthouse. Get back on top of the world. And life, when life happened, then as I got older and then I had my daughter, I was like, you know what? I'm responsible. Not only for me, but I looked at my daughter one day and she was about two and I was like, I'm responsible for that soul. So it made me dive deeper into the word to get an understanding, because I couldn't let my faith, I couldn't get to heaven to the pearly gates on my mom and my dad. You know, the Lord is going to talk to me. So, you know, what you do, he already know, but I have to give an account for myself. So it made me really, and sometimes it may be a divorce, it may be a death. It's certain things that will bring people closer to God. And what brought me closer to God is to realize I had this young daughter, my daughter Natalia is in my heart. And I realized I'm going to be guiding this young lady. So I can't tell her something if I don't know it. So I was like, you know what? I need to get diligent in my faith and in my walk with God, because there's so many different beliefs out there nowadays. And I don't want somebody trying to tell me this is one thing. I got to study, as you said earlier, study to show myself approved unto God so that I can rightly divide the word.
Amen. Thank you for that. That's an excellent point. We, first of all, have to get ourselves in line with God and God's word, get to know him through studying his word. But we then have a responsibility to others to be able to share it with them, to let them, to model to them what a godly life looks like. And you're not going to know what it looks like if you don't get into that word. And Natavia definitely has a great role model. She definitely has a great model in you. I just thought about something. I just remember another piece of your bio, that you worked for the FBI.
Yes.
Because you're not there now, so it's not the special, whatever. So being working for FBI, you know something about investigating or inspecting evidence and looking at things, looking at the big picture. And I wanted to talk about that big picture when it comes to studying the Bible. And what I mean by that is context, background, looking at the setting, things like that. Do you see a role of context when it comes to studying the Bible? And so how do you see that?
Definitely. Oh, I'm glad that you said that. So when we're actually doing the context and we're actually studying the word, we really need to know the basics. For instance, Rome, you have to understand what era it was written in, why was it being written, to whom was it being written, what are some of the key phrases. Well, let me give you an example when it comes to context. Let's go to Proverbs 22. I'm going to go there right quick for you. Proverbs 22 and 7. And I'm sorry, Proverbs 22 and 6. And we hear the scripture all the time. So sometimes we take stuff out of context. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go. Mm-hmm. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. We use that scripture a lot of times and saying, okay, you got to train your children in the word of God. Yes, don't get me wrong, we do. But that is not what the scripture is saying. This scripture is actually talking about money and finances. It's talking about one's purpose and gifting in life. So when we're trying to understand the context of a scripture, you don't need to read that one verse. You have to read above and below. So when you see that scripture, Proverbs 22, and you know, take a time and when you get a chance, read it. Proverbs 22 and 5 says, thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that doeth keepeth his soul should be fat from them. I'm reading from the King James. But after you train up a child, verse 7 says, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is subject to the lender. So notice how I emphasize the word it. It said, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. What's that it? It's that purpose that is inside of that child. In other words, it's parents or guardians, aunts, uncles. If you see this child constantly banging on pots and pans, they may end up being a drummer. If you see the little kid constantly writing and drawing all over the place, they may even be trying to draw on the wall. Okay, after you discipline them, then you just have to say, I have a talent and an art for drawing. So as parents, we have to cultivate what it is that we see in that child. So when they get old, it will not depart from them. Because whatever their gifting and their purpose is, will bring them money in verse 7. And that way they don't have to be subject to somebody else, to the lender, to the financial status. You will be able to bring forth wealth to yourself. So that it is, what is your gifting? What is your purpose? So because how many times, you know, people that go to college, they may go to school for accounting, but ain't nowhere to count. I went to school for accounting. No, Now, granted, in my position, you know, I was a budget analyst. I dealt with work, but I really enjoyed the part where we had to dive in. You know, you had to see the money trail. Where did that money come from? Where did it begin? The investigation part. When I grew up, I used to love Greek mythology in high school. Never understood why. But now that I'm in the Word, it's like, oh, how ironic that I like Greek, you know? So the contents of the scriptures, you have to dive. You have to read before, after, and definitely do cross-reference. But like I said, training up a child in the way that he should go, not the way that we want them to go, the way that he should go. And then that way it will bring them well.
Wow. We got a Bible study today. Thank you so much for that wisdom. That's what the book of Proverbs is all about, wisdom. And if we don't study, we're going to miss this. It's going to go right over. That one definitely went over my head. So I don't know about anybody else. So thank you so much for that. I can't wait after this session's over. I'm going to grab that scripture and dig into it. So thank you for that. Thank you so much. Well, we're moving on. Time's passing by and we're getting so much knowledge. But just to take an opportunity to know a little bit more about you. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible verse?
Yes. It comes from Lamentations 3:21-23. It is of the Lord's grace and mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new each and every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The reason why I love that scripture is my daughter, I cannot tell y'all enough how she really impacted my walk with God. She was probably about 4 or 5. And in the kitchen, we had a little easel because she likes drawing. And even to this day, she is, I mean, she's very artsy, just amazing. And she knows how to draw. I can't even draw a straight line with a ruler, but she knows how to draw. And so the night before, she had did something and I couldn't remember. I don't know what it was that she did. But the next morning, she comes in the kitchen. I'm making breakfast and she comes in and she's like, good morning. And I'm looking at her like, you don't remember what you did last night? And I was like, good morning. And I had even sent her to bed early because she was on punishment. But that's what I love about children. They don't keep a hold of stuff. You know, they'll do and they'll keep it moving. So she could have came and woke up with an attitude, but she didn't. She comes in the kitchen. Good morning, mommy. I'm like, good morning. And she's like, what's wrong? I was like, do you remember what you did last night? And she was like, oh, yes, but I'm sorry. I said, mm-hmm. So she's drawing on her little easel board. And as she's drawing, she's making all these little hearts and everything. And I'm looking at her like, oh, how dare her try to make me feel good and try to, you know, just smooth me up. Mm-mm. So then she's like, mommy, look. And I looked over. And so she takes her little eraser and she erases the board. And I'm like, well, why is she erasing the boards? What, she going to put something mean down? She don't love me anymore? And she was like, and this is how children, they listen. She's like, this is what God does. So this is what you should do for me. Oh, she going to use the word against me. I was like, and that night, it's so ironic. That scripture came to my mind because God said, you know what? We all fall short. But every day and every morning, I give you new grace and I give you new mercies. Was nothing else to be said. I was like, you're right, baby. Mommy's sorry. She's like, it's okay. But she was so forgiving. And when she erased that board, I was like, what is she doing? And then she's like, just like God, he forgives, mama. You got to forgive me. I was like, wow. So that's been my scripture ever since. And Lord knows I need grace and mercy each and every day. So that's my favorite scripture.
Wow, that was great. What a great, a lesson, just how your daughter was able to demonstrate visually how God just erases the board. Great is his faithfulness. Thank you so much, Sister Paula. This has been amazing. I don't even know where to go after that. I was going to ask you a couple other things, but wow, I just don't want us to move off of that. I don't want us to move off of that. I want us to walk away from this episode with that scripture in mind. Thank you so much. Would you mind just repeating it again?
Sure. Lamentations 3:21-23. It is of the Lord's grace and mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fails not. They are new mercies each and every day. Great is thy faithfulness.
Amen. And with that, we'll end this episode. And we just pray for those that grace and mercy be with each and every one of you from this day forward. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Paula.
Thank you, Sister Jackie.
If you found this episode helpful, informative, or inspirational in any way, would you please share with someone you know who needs to hear it? You can do that by sharing the podcast website, bible-basics.org, or you can click on the share button right where you're listening now. For those of you listening on YouTube, go ahead and like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. In closing, may the grace and peace of God be with you now and always.